السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again Allah Ta'ala's fazal, His ihsan, His kindness and His favor that He gathered us for this majlis of zikr. I have mentioned previously also, and I repeat, that zikrullah is not just subhanallah, alhamdulillah. The real and true zikr is this, that the person remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times. He remembers Him in his business, he remembers Him in his home, he remembers Him in his travel, whether he is on the ground or whether he is in the aeroplane or whether he is in a spaceship, wherever he may be, he fulfills the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For if a person is making zikrullah and considering just the tasbih as zikrullah, so if the namaz time sets in and he continues with his tasbih and doesn't make namaz, and he says, but I was engaged in zikr, will anybody accept that? At the time of namaz, now it is his duty to perform salat. When it's time to earn halal livelihood, then he must go and search for halal livelihood. Whatever responsibilities, obligation, duties Sharia has placed upon him, he must fulfill that. That is the true zikrullah. And part of that zikrullah is also that we must not park our car in such a way that it obstructs someone. ND608353 Honda, please remove your car. 608353. So tonight, we will once again, after a long time, read this beautiful ashar of Hazrat Shah Hakim Mohammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh, which captures the scenario which is at present around the globe and the condition of the Muslim Ummah, which includes us. Our weakness is this, that when we talk about the Muslim Ummah and the weaknesses of the Muslim Ummah, then in our mind, it's the Ummah around the globe. We don't include ourselves. We don't see weaknesses in ourselves. In fact, many people say, I can't seem to find any weakness in myself. So that is the biggest weakness, that you can't find weakness in yourself. If a person can't find weakness in himself, what greater weakness can there be than that? That means that person is considering himself as purified. He is faultless now, sinless. He has become masoom. It's only the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam that are masoom. Every moment of our life, we are faced with different kinds of situations, and how much of disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is involved in those different situations. So if we cannot find weakness in ourselves, we cannot find any kind of sin in our lives, then that is a great sin itself. Because even if the person is making five times salat, we have to look at the quality of that salat. what kind of salat we are making. The quality of the salat, if it is not right, that also is a sin. It's a different thing that Allah Ta'ala is very, very merciful, very forgiving, very kind, that with all our shortcomings and weaknesses, He accepts our broken ibadat. That is Allah Ta'ala's mercy and kindness, if He accepts it. But we must look at our salat and see the condition of our salat. All things of the outside world come into our salat. The moment we make Allahu Akbar, it is as if we have keyed the watch. Those days was not electronic and digital. You had to key the watch. Now too they have in some places those old watches. So when we make our Allahu Akbar, it is as if we keyed the watch. And then it ticks away, tick, 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 it carries on until it expires. So our namaz carries on after that, automatic. Until we make salam, then we realize that we were in salat. Then we realize that we were in salat. Whilst we were in salat, we didn't realize also. Somebody asked that how can a person have his heart in the masjid? He said, one of the category of people who will get shade under the throne of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when the heat will be intense and when everybody will be making nafsi, nafsi, one category will be those people whose hearts are attached to the masjid. Which means that the person is in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, he is earning his livelihood, but his heart is in the masjid. So somebody asked that how can that be possible, that your heart must still be in the masjid whilst you are occupied in so much of things. So the response was that just as when we are in namaz and in the masjid, our heart is there in the bazaars and marketplaces and everywhere else. When we are in the masjid, where is our heart? It's outside. So when we are outside, we must have the heart inside. In any case, so what I was saying is that when we talk about the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam and their weakness or weaknesses, then we must include ourselves. We must consider ourselves as part of that ummah. We must not exclude ourselves. If we are not going to do that, then shaitan and nafs will get hold of us. Pride will come in the heart. So we must think that all those weaknesses are in us. Or at least some part of those weaknesses are in us. Then we make dua. So this is what this beautiful poetry captures. And what is the solution to that problem?
Siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaun. Siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaun. Kise ghame jaano dil sunaun, kise mein zakhme jigar dikhaun. Kise ghame jaano dil sunaun, kise mein zakhme jigar dikhaun. Siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaun. ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं. ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं. फिर इनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं. सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं.
ओ माय बिलवड अल्लाह, इन विच एवर डायरेक्शन एंड आई टर्न, देर इज नो वन फॉर मी. Whether we look at individual situation, we look at family situation, we look at international situation, there is no one for us besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No matter how much of means we may adopt, but if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because of our sins and our evil actions and deeds, He has decided to make those means fail, then those means will not be of any avail. If Allah Ta'ala decides to make those means fail, then they will not be of any avail. The person will make use of the means, but still it will be a failure. There is no shortage of ammunition in the world. The Muslim countries, what they don't have. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them so much of wealth, so much of wealth. Never in the history of Islam was there so much of wealth in the hands of Muslims. So the Muslim Ummah is not short of wealth. The Muslim Ummah is not short of expertise in the different fields. Expertise in the different fields, the Ummah is not short of. We have big, big brains in the world, in different fields. The Ummah is not short of literature and libraries. The Ummah is not short of all the material things. The Ummah is short of that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person from the village, as by way of example, a person from a village, he went into a town. And the person that he visited, in that home there were taps. Now in the village they had to go to the well, draw water from the well. Now when he went to the town, he saw that here it's simple and easy. You just have to turn the tap and water comes out. So he asked that host, that where did you get this from? He said, from the hardware shop. So he said, I also want to purchase a few taps. So he took him there, purchased a few taps, he went home, connected them, and then opened, no water came out. So it's obvious, there's no connection. So where is he going to get the water from? Or if he has to put on the fans and lights and everything else, but there's no connection with the powerhouse, then no lights will come on. There'll be darkness, total darkness. So we have got everything, but we haven't got that connection. That connection which the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the Awliya-e-Kiram, the pious, the righteous. Individuals here and there, that is an exception. We are not talking about exceptions, we are talking about a large percentage having those sifat and those qualities and those characteristics. Then they will be able to draw from the treasures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise it will be darkness. Look at the Muslim Ummah, I mean, look at the Muslim countries. Unfortunately, how many of them made Qiyam before America? And some made Ruku, and some made Sajda. But did it help? Some made Qiyam, some made Ruku, and some made Sajda before America and Europe and Britain and the so-called superpowers. But neither did that Qiyam help, nor did that Ruku help, and nor did that Sajda help. Look at some of them, how they begged these people, solve our problem, come to our assistance. But it didn't come to their help in any way. We are in a world of means, so we will say we must make use of the lobbying and everything else. But does it bring about the results that we are desirous of? Years and years have gone, we find things getting more and more complicated and more difficult. So whether it's an individual level or national level or international level, as Muslims, we have to have that yaqeen in our hearts. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun. Even if the person is going through suffering and hardship and difficulties and pain and problem in his life, but he has this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he will experience a kind of sukoon in his heart, which I'm always talking about. Then that person will not be restless. He will believe that my Allah is with me. So whatever condition he chooses for me is the best of all conditions. There was one slave of a master in those days, there was slavery. So he was going dancing along and singing away while there was drought in the country. People were suffering shortages of food, starvation, and this person was dancing away and singing away and making merry. So they asked him that, don't you have any worry? The whole country is suffering. Don't you have any worry? He says, no, I have got no worry at all, because my master has got big, big warehouses or big, big sheds full of wheat and grain and everything else. So why must I worry? My master got plenty. He can eat and eat from now until Qiyamah, so much he's got. So why must I worry? So now he has a slave, but he says he's got no worry because his master has got plenty. So how can that slave whose master is Allah with unlimited treasures, worry about his rizq and sacrifice everything for that? There's nothing wrong with worrying about one's rizq and earning halal livelihood, but to have an obsession, the person is unconcerned about anything else, just that he must have plentiful, that's all. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got unlimited treasures, of that how much he desires to give to whom he wants to give, he'll give. Our job is just to make a little bit of movement, and that is all. But this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings sukoon in the heart. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. Which are the root there is that a person can take? Either he'll be blessed with everything, make shukr, or he's got nothing, make sabr. But that connection will be there with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and therefore he can cry out to Allah. I always say, complain to Allah about our weakness. If a person has shortages, if a person has deficiency in something, the person has got some kind of pain and suffering and problem, then complain to Allah Ta'ala. Say, O Allah, I am your useless, weak slave, helpless. Everything is in your control. Therefore, I am turning towards you and putting my complaint before you. In other words, my grievances I am placing before you so that you come to my assistance and help. That is permissible. That is dua, in which you express helplessness before Allah Ta'ala and ask for whatever you want. But we don't complain of Allah Ta'ala. He is the one that makes the decisions, and He knows why He made those decisions for us. Many things we will find going against us outwardly, but there's great khair in it if we have to look deeply into it. There's nothing but khair in everything. One alim was supposed to meet me at a certain time, but his flight was delayed from Johannesburg. He was from Bangladesh. So he came, he says, maaf karna taakhir ho gayi. Maaf karna taakhir ho gayi. So spontaneously I said, it was not your fault, the flight got delayed. But in that word taakhir, at the end of it is kha, ye, and ra. Khair. In ta'khir also there's khair. That means there's goodness. We don't know. If you had come on time, something might have happened on the way, or there could have been some other disaster in your life. So in that ta'khir also there was khair. So in everything there's khair. As I say, for a Muslim, in everything there's khair. Agar ghareeb ho ja, agar if the person becomes poor, then we say he's faqir. And if he becomes rich, then we say he's amir. Or agar neela peela jubba pehen le, to we say he's peer. So all round, he's no problem for a Muslim.
Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai, ya rab jidhar bhi jaun. Kise ghame jaano dil sunaun, kise me zakhme jigar dikhaun. O my beloved Allah, to whom else can I show the wounds of my heart, the pain of my heart? Who else can I show it to? My grievances, my sorrows, my problems, my weakness,
before whom else can I present it? Ye duniya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. No matter how much we may consider them to be our loyal friends, we say loyal friends. But leave the international level of being loyal friends. We know what they have done. Being loyal friends, what they have done. They've armed the opposition, they've armed the enemies, and then made them fight. And they withdrew their assistance at the last moment from those Muslim countries. And then look at the destruction then in Iraq and other places. So, ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. Phir inko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyun banao? But even if we have to come to our ground level, then they too look at all those loyal friendships. There's a very, very loyal friend of mine. The wife was very, very loyal. The husband was very, very loyal. The brothers, the sisters, the family members, the friends, the customers, the bosses, the employers, the employees. In the early days we may have seen some kind of loyalty. And then after that we complain. We said all the loyalty is gone, finish. We trusted the person. We say we trusted him. Very loyal assistant of mine. We trusted him. And those very people became the means of destruction. So therefore our only faith and trust must be in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And after that, based on the outward characteristics of a person, if we have to trust a person, then we must expect, although we expect after that, that there will be loyalty and friendship and trust. However, we must mentally condition ourselves in these days that anything can go wrong. Therefore they say that don't tell your friends so much that if they become your enemies, then you have a big, big problem. And don't curse and swear your enemies so much that tomorrow if they become your friends, then you have a big problem. That why did I ever tell him those kind of things? Today is my best friend, he's my bosom pal. It can happen. Those who are enemies will become pals. And those who are pals become enemies. So it'll keep everything in balance. Trust only in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And believe me that if we are going to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both parties. Because sometimes the husband is obedient, the wife is disobedient. Sometimes the wife is obedient, the husband is disobedient. Sometimes in the house, the children are good, the father and mother, they are watching all kinds of filth on the television. And they are engaging in all kinds of haram. Or the father is womanizing and he's doing other things. Sometimes the father and mother are good, but the children are on drugs and wine and women and all other kinds of things. In Johannesburg recently, in one area of about 5 kilometers, there were 5 different temperatures. One place was +2, the other place was -1, and as we moved about 1 kilometer more, it was -3. And then that person showed me, he says, look here, Maulana, it's -4. And yet we were just in an area of about 5 kilometers. We were traveling. So I said, it gives us a big lesson. Here in a 5 kilometer radius, you got 5 different temperatures. Sometimes in one home, small home, 5 people living in there, the father's temperature is different, the mother's temperature is different, the son's temperature is different, the daughter's temperature is different, everybody's temperatures are different. Some got very high temperatures and some got very low temperatures. And some got balanced temperatures. So if in one small area we can have different temperatures, so like that in one home also you have different people with different temperaments. So at that time what do we do? Now just because the temperature changed as we went along, then we didn't jump from the car and say, finish, temperature changed here. We carry on. So like that you have to tolerate a lot of things within the home. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding.
Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai, ya Rab jidhar bhi jaun, किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं, किसे में जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं। ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, वफा की कीमत से बेखबर है। They don't know what the price of loyalty. फिर इनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं? Then why should I give my heart to them? Zahiri, outwardly, you meet everybody nicely, talk to them. But to take all your needs to those people who you know don't even know what is the price of loyalty, why should we do that? Why should we give our hearts? Make use of the things of the world, but don't give hearts. That is our plea. ये बुत जो मुहताज हैं सरापा, गुलाम उनका बनूं तो क्यों कर। ये बुत जो मुहताज हैं सरापा, गुलाम उनका बनूं तो क्यों कर। गुलाम का भी गुलाम बनकर मैं अपनी कीमत को क्यों घटाऊं। These are all slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why must I become a slave of a slave? All these people, what are they? They're slaves of Allah ta'ala. Why must I become the slave of a slave? Why should I not become the slave of the master, whose slave they are already? Who is providing for them? It's a world of means, so we'll make use of means. Again, don't misunderstand me. Sometimes a person has to ask for some loan, somebody has to ask for some assistance and help. Nobody can build the whole house himself. To build the house, we will need some architect, we will need some bricklayer, we will need some electrician, we will need some plumber, we will need some carpenter, all the different people, you'll have to take their assistance to build up the house. Now nobody will say that is shirk, that you're taking assistance of different people. So the meaning is different here. They don't become their slaves, that we make amanna wa saddaqna on everything that they say. We are your slaves, we are at your command, you are our master. If you say to our ladies, take off your scarves and take off your hijab and throw away your cloaks, then we have to listen. If you have to say to our men folk, enjoy the music and the sing songs and enjoy the TVs and the movies and all the haram entertainment because you are working for us, so therefore you too must be participant in all our shows and extravaganzas and all other kinds of things. So now this person says, well, I'm working for him, what must I do now? I have to participate in that dance and in that music, and sometimes the alcohol is all on the tables, and now they say, because we're working for them. So whose slaves are they? They are Allah Ta'ala's slaves, why should we become their slaves? Will that help us in any way, becoming their slaves? Can a slave have somebody released who's this? Another slave who's in the prison, can the slave have him released? You need a free person to have him released. There's so much of things coming to mind, but we want to get down to some zikrullah. Ye mana humne chaman mein khush rang gul se bulbul hai mast o shayda. ये माना हमने चमन में खुश रंग गुल से बुलबुल है मस्त शैदा, मगर नशे मन जो आरजी हो तो उसको मस्कन में क्यों बनाऊं।
वी नो दैट द नाइटिंगेल इज सिंगिंग अवे ऑन द ब्यूटीफुल फ्लावर, and it thinks that this flower will not wither, it will not fade away. The flower will remain with its fragrance and with its beauty all the time. But which flower is there on which autumn hasn't come? autumn will come. Those flowers will wither and fall. So that nightingale will then be disappointed. So what he is saying is that we must make use. Now we won't say that don't inhale the fragrance, don't enjoy the beauty of the flower. The good things of the world that Allah Ta'ala has created, make use of it, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But don't think that they will remain forever and ever. We will not remain here forever and ever. And it will not remain here forever and ever. So therefore this world also, which is temporary like that flower, why must I give my heart to this world? I will conclude on this. I have given this example before too, that we all travel, so we know that there are waiting rooms where we have to wait. Those waiting rooms in which we have to wait. Now somebody will get a first class waiting room. Somebody will get a business class waiting room. Somebody will get an economy class lounge or waiting room. But each and every one, their gaze is on that clock. The first class passenger also does not say that this waiting room is very, very comfortable. What lovely couches here, and what lovely air conditioning, and what lovely food and drink and everything available here. So now when they're announcing the flight time is up, so he says, no, but I really love this waiting room. What will call that man? They say he's mad. Whether the person is in first class, business class or economy class, it's a temporary thing. 2 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours. But after that we have to board the flight and go. Everyone has to go forward. They won't be allowed to remain there all the time. So like that, our life in this world is temporary. Somebody will live in a good home, somebody in a little cheaper home, somebody in a shack, somebody in a hut. But everyone has to depart someday or the other. So why should we then not have our hearts attached with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to whom is our journey and destination? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu, mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har waqt zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu, sarshar rahu. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahu. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir, virde zubaa mere ila. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. Meaning, oh my beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, give us the best of both worlds. We are seeking from you the best of both worlds. We don't say give us only the hereafter and deprive us of the good things of this world. We are seeking from you the best of both. However, we know that we have become deserving of your anger, your wrath, because of our sins and our evil actions and deeds. If the earth has to open up and swallow each and every one of us, we know we are deserving of that. But you do not like punishment. You are merciful, you are kind, you are forgiving. So although we are deserving of your anger and your wrath, but give us amnesty. Give us amnesty, my Allah. Governments of the world give amnesty to so many different categories of people. Give us amnesty, my Allah.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de,
جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے.
اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام
یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. مائی بلاور اللہ، مائی رحیم اللہ، مائی کریم اللہ، موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ لونگ اللہ، موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ، موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ. ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاہکار ہے، بدکار ہے، مجرم اور خطاکار ہے، ہم گندے ہیں، ناپاک اور نالائق ہے، نمک حرام ہے. وی ایٹ یور نعمت یا اللہ، وی یوز یور باؤنٹیز فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس، وی یوز دا سائٹ پرووائڈیڈ بائی یو، دا ہیئرنگ، دا اسپیچ، دا ہینڈز، دا فیٹ، دا ہارٹ، لیور اینڈ لنگز، ہول نعمت آف یورس. یا اللہ، وی یوز فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس، وی یوز فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس دا ہیلتھ ان اوور باڈیز. ہاؤ مچ آف اوور سائٹ فار حرام، ہاؤ مچ آف اوور لسننگ حرام، how much of our speech haram, how much of our fantasizing haram. My beloved Allah, if the earth has to open up and swallow each and every one of us, we know we are deserving of that. If you have to send a gale force wind against us, we know we are deserving. If you have to send tsunamis against us, we know we are deserving. My beloved Allah, but you don't love punishment, you don't love punishment. My beloved Allah, you gave us the opportunity to get together again and raise our hands and make tawbah before you. This is a clear indication that you wish to forgive. Otherwise, you would not have given us this opportunity. How loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are, how tolerant you are. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum zaif hai, natawa hai, kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. If you are going to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home we can beg? تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے، یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. وچ ایور ڈائریکشن وی ٹرن، دیر از نو ون فار اس بسائڈ یو، مائی اللہ. فور ہارٹس آر ان یور کنٹرول، اینڈ ان وچ ایور ڈائریکشن یو ٹرن دا ہارٹس، دیٹس دا ڈائریکشن دی ول گو. یا اللہ، ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us and forgiveness for us. Don't leave any one of us unforgiven, my Allah. Let the rains of your forgiveness pour over our hearts. You gave man the technology of computer chip, millions of pieces of information recorded on chips. Just the press of one button and everything can be deleted. Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Man has got the technology of dynamite sticks. They blow away huge mountains. Blow away the mountains of our sins, my Allah. Hame apna bana le, hamara banja. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا، زمین میری. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Bless us with shifa my beloved Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, mareezon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. It is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Even if it is in the form of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, bless us all with sihat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamira. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride and of arrogance. Bless us with your marifat, bless us with yaqeen in you, bless us with trust in you, bless us with such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us be the fish of marifat that swims deep down in the ocean. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time, in every ni'mat and bounty that you give us. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make them, my beloved Allah, the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Make them sadqa-e jariya for the parents. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-e siddiqi. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما ہونے والے اجتماع کو قبول فرما گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما مدارس مساجد خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما تمام دینی انجمنوں کو قبول فرما except all the works of deen that are taking place. My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from adultery, from fornication, from watching filth, from listening to haram, from speaking haram. Give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day and for the men folk with jamaat as far as possible. Give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan. This Mubarak month that is coming, my beloved Allah, bless us with life to see the Mubarak month. And give us the tawfiq to appreciate every second of the Mubarak month. And to spend our time, my beloved Allah, in a manner that is pleasing to you. Let us be such that we welcome the month of Ramadan as it should be welcomed. It is a mihman and a guest that is being sent by you, my beloved Allah. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, popping drugs in our mouth, watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication or any kind of haram. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we then be in haram establishments and places? Ya Allah, give us the realization. How many janazas we have shouldered, a day is going to come when our janazah will also proceed in the direction of some cemetery in Qabristan. Let our death be, my beloved Allah, in Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ap watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let him in a state you are pleased with us. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhir. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, fulfill their good wishes and good desires. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests, the trials, the sicknesses, the diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties, the hardships and the problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.